Once again, hello everyone from the Heart City of Valentine, Nebraska. It's Mike and Kim with today's good stuff. And Kim, do you have something picked out to share?
I've got some really good quotes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll get to those here in just a moment. I'm going to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in the Cherry County area. A canoe trip down the Niobrara, maybe a fishing trip at Merritt Reservoir. It's a trophy catfish and muskie lake. Check that out, and some great walleye fishing as well. So be sure to check that out. And don't forget the Valentine Refuge Lakes. They've got a lot of good panfish and some pretty nice other fish in there as well. So if you're an outdoor person, come on down. Check things out. Visit valentine.org.
And it's time to discover the pulse of agriculture. From grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. From your reputable cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. And that's just a tip of the iceberg. All of this comes in Tri-State Livestock News once a week. You can sit in your chair in the evening or in the morning when it's quiet and catch up on things. Visit online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
Do you know Charlie?
Well, Charlie?
Charlie is a new retiree greeter at a big box store. And it seems like Charlie just couldn't seem to get to work on time. Every day, he was 5, 10, sometimes even 15 minutes late. But he was a good worker, really tidy, clean-shaven, sharp-minded. He's kind of a real credit to the company, and obviously demonstrating their older person-friendly policies. One day, the boss was in a real quandary about what to do with Charlie, and finally, he called Charlie into his office for a talk. "Charlie," he said, "I have to tell you, I like your work ethic. You do a bang-up job, but your being late so often is quite bothersome." And Charlie replies, "Yes, I know, boss, and I'm working on that." "Well, good. You are a team player. That's what I like to hear. Your coming in late is odd, though. I know you're retired from the armed forces. What did they say when you came in late there?" "They said, 'Good morning, Admiral. Tea or coffee this morning, sir?'"
Very touche, I have to say. Touche.
Talk about an adjustment, huh?
No kidding. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty.
Ooh.
That's good, isn't it? Thomas Jefferson said that.
I would not be a bit surprised.
That's right. Never pass up a free meal or a chance to go to the bathroom. Lawrence Sontag said that. Those are words to live by.
I thought that was like Charlie Brown or something.
Yeah, no. "I see now that the circumstances of one's birth are irrelevant. It is what you do with the gift of life that determines who you are."
That's sure words to that. Live by.
Yeah. Women, they make the highs higher and the lows more frequent.
Oh.
Friedrich Nietzsche. "For all the college students, sleep more than you study. Study more than you party, and party as much as you can." Now, that quote, the author is unknown. Imagine that.
Nobody wanted to claim that one.
No kidding. This one is called The Trade. A preacher was making his rounds to his parishioners on a bicycle when he came upon a little boy trying to sell a lawnmower. "How much do you want for the mower?" asked the preacher. "I just want enough money to buy me a bicycle." After a moment of consideration, the preacher asked, "Will you take my bike in trade for it?" The little boy asked if he could try it out first, and after riding the bike around a little while, said, "Mister, you've got yourself a deal." The preacher took the mower and began to try to crank it. He pulled on the string a few times with no response from the mower. The preacher called the little boy over and said, "I can't get this mower to start." The little boy responds, "That's because you have to cuss at it to get it started." The preacher said, "I am a minister and I cannot cuss. It has been so long since I was saved that I do not even remember how to cuss." The little boy looked at him happily and said, "Just keep pulling on that string. It'll come back to you."
Yeah, little boys, they're kind of sneaky, aren't they?
They're pretty astute sometimes.
Never buy a puppy from a little boy on a street corner, I was once told.
Yes, that's
so
wise.
Might not be their puppy. Who knows? If you have something to share on the good stuff, whether it's about little boys, puppies, ministers, whatever it might be, another quote from Nietzsche, who knows, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it. One day it might just pop up right here on the good stuff.